Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how to automate everything except personal seller contact, maybe the most important piece of all of this. Before we get started, Jill, let's take a question posted by one of our members on Land Academy's online community support group.
You got it. Michelle asks, I have a 36-acre property. The seller agreed to option. I'm going to use the form in the program, our program, as a seller since it's not actually mine. How do you market it? When you get the question from potential buyers who do some research and see the deed is not in your name. Good question.
You're more qualified to answer this than I am.
Well, for starters, you might actually own the property and have owned it for even 6 months. And that still might not show
the
in your name.
It never shows in your name in our business. We sell it so fast, the assessor can't keep up.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And some of the counties, they're faster, and some of them are really slow, and some just have a system. So don't even worry about that.
So practice a speech.
Yeah. And I just explain it to people, and they're good.
Give us the speech, Jill.
Because, that's exactly the speech.
Because even if you do buy the 36-acre property and then you start marketing it and you own it, it's not going to be in your name for quite some time, sometimes 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the speech when the buyer says, you don't even own this property. Why are you selling a piece of property that you don't even own?
Like they say You don't say that.
a crook.
You're so silly. That does not, you know what? Jack, maybe that happens to you, but it doesn't happen to me.
No, you know
how they say it to me? They're like, tell me again in that voice.
Oh my gosh, like, you know? You're making me feel uncomfortable. Look at my stomach hurt a little
That's
bit.
Right.
Ooh, talk like that more.
Tingly. Yeah.
Give us a little pillow talk, Jill.
So here we go. Here's how I explain it. This is really good. Well, Michelle, here's why.
Michelle's a guy, by the way.
Yes, it is. Here's why it's not in my name.
Be cool
yet.
If it was a she, though. Imagine that.
Oh my gosh.
And you're talking like this. Go ahead. I like this even more.
Yeah. Michelle can be a man or a woman the way I do it. Are you a little tingly now?
Man, this is my favorite show so far.
We totally forgot about what the question was.
What is this business that we're in?
I don't know. I'm all tingly. It's just
all kidding aside, you have to have a little speech for this because it comes up a lot.
Yeah.
Not a lot. It comes up once in a while.
Yeah.
Especially when you're new and you're not. Your internet presence is not like, let's say, like ours.
Do you know what I do? Here's what I really do for real. In a very nice way, I don't make my person on the other end sound silly or like they're not smart. But I say, let me tell you how these assessors work. And some counties are good and some counties are not good. And, you know, and the recorders even, I mean, it just can take weeks. It can take days. It can take weeks. It can take months. You know, and once you really explain that, it's good. I've never had a person come back to me and say, you need to send me a copy of the recorded deed ahead of time so I know you really own it.
Yeah, I've never had that.
They never do. So once you just explain it, they go, oh, okay. And they move on. You're like, yeah, I just got this. It's awesome. You're getting a great deal. And yeah, it's gonna take some time. And by the way, once you buy it from me, it's gonna take a couple months. But you'll have a deed in your hand and we're all good. So they're like, okay.
Here's your ace in the pocket on this topic. At the end of whatever speech you come up with, say this, but if you're still uncomfortable, what do you say we just open escrow and you just close the deal through escrow? You can say, look, I'm optioning this property. I don't own it and I'm not representing the seller. I'm going to do that. And then explain an option to him. I'm going to buy it. You're going to buy it. You're getting a smoking deal, but I found it first. So let's open escrow. We'll do a dual escrow. I want you to pay for it. It's going to cost between $500 and $800 buyer. And let's close the deal. Like we're buying a house. I'm okay with that. And then that takes all of it, all of the concern out of it. It should, if you present it properly from the buyer's part. Go ahead.
Well, and that's a perfect, perfect, like, end of the line, bitter end example. Often, I'll tell you, Jack, I never get to that point. I don't have to. Jill. So you know what? It's just
because you're good at this.
Thank you. Well, and I think Michelle is
too.
Gosh
darn it, people like you.
Thank you. You know, you just have to get to that point. I guess in this business where you have the confidence and you don't want to offer too much information up front. So let me back up and help Michelle here, if you don't mind. Okay, you've auctioned the property. And you're all ready to go. For anyone just tuning in, what this means is it's a 36-acre property, and I either don't have the cash sitting around, whatever we negotiated on, or I'm not really comfortable with the price, so I don't want to lay out the cash yet on what they want. So I'm going to do what's called an option. So I'm doing like a one-page kind of agreement where it gives me, you know, 90 days, and I'll tell the guy, hey, here's what we'll do. Let me go. If you're like this, I'll see if I can get your $8,000 or whatever it is. Can I have 90 days and I'll market it? I'm going to go out and market it all over the internet, on all my places, on my website. See if I can get your $8,000. And if you're in agreement, you just sign this thing, and usually they're going to go, heck yeah, great. So now what I do, Michelle's saying, how do I market it? The same way you always do.
The same exact way.
You don't change it. You don't put in there, actually owned by Bob Smith, and I have this one-page agreement, see, attached.
Yeah,
you don't do anything like that. So, and you don't have to. Slash, however, what I was trying to say, you don't offer any unnecessary information. So you're marketing it as if it's your own, on your website, everything's normal and great. You know, 2 days from now, someone calls you and expresses interest in this property. You're not going to go, oh, by the way, just so you know, it's an option and da-da-da-da. No, you don't need to volunteer any of that.
That's right, Joe.
But should they ask anything outright about it, you always are upfront and honest about it. You just don't have to, you know, volunteer any information. Because, you know, you don't want to confuse people right now. They're just asking about this deal. You want to talk about what it is, you know. And
they want to buy the 36-acre property.
For the $12,000 that you just offered it for. So they don't need to know, oh, I'm buying it from this guy for $8,000. Oh, really? You know, I mean, they don't need any of that.
Right.
So it's all good. It's kind of like, you know, we come back to cars a lot, but on a car dealership, I'd never know what the dealer paid, you know, and I'm still feeling good about the transaction. I don't usually buy a car from a dealer, but that's another thing.
Yeah, so. Concentrate on the land,
mm-hmm.
or a house or whatever you're selling.
So yeah, so you're doing everything right, Michelle. Market it exactly as if it's your own. Don't offer any unnecessary information up front. But if they ask, you are totally honest.
And I have to say this, and it's super important. Please do not represent the seller if you don't have a real estate license. Even if you do have a real estate license, don't say that you're representing this seller. Because you're going to need a lot of compliance problems, legal problems. So you're the buyer, and you have to go through with the acquisition. And you have to go through with it on paper with a paper trail.
True.
If you need details about that, you know, that's beyond the scope of this. The actual mechanics of doing an option, go on to Land Academy's online community and ask questions there, because we have multiple people in our group that are doing them right now, like in real time. So they'll walk you through the whole thing.
Can I tag on to that?
Michelle's actually pretty... Oh, he's done a lot of deals. Yeah.
Yeah. One thing, this is good for me. Anybody who's thinking about getting into this business, because I talk to those people a lot, they think they have to have a lot of money in the bank to be a real estate investor. So this is one of the ways that a lot of our folks have, got their feet wet and got the ball rolling and had some acquisition funds by jumping in, learning the business. And they don't have a lot of cash to outlay to acquire the properties, but ding, ding, they can do an option. And before you know it, like this transaction I just described, if this had gone through, which it often does, look in our online community, now, you know, this person has $4,000 in the bank. Now they have their own cash to play with. Do that again. Now you got $8,000. Do that again. Now you have $12,000. That's how you build up your acquisition fund. And that's why so many people have said, oh my gosh, you know, Jack and Jill, you guys saved me. I didn't know I could do this. I thought I had to have $100,000 in the bank to even think about being an investor or take out a bunch of loans. No, you don't.
The real value in all real estate, from mom and pop to all the way up to Donald Trump, is finding properties that are undervalued.
Right.
That's your job here. Manipulating data, send out a bunch of offers, and locate a property that's that you have control over for half of what it's what you think it's, you can sell it. If you have no money at all, go out and do that and then bring it to our group. Mm-hmm. And somebody in our group, because there's tons of people in our group that have tons of money. They've been doing this for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do the deal with you. They probably have a buyer, you know, so mark it up for hopefully it's acreage or a house or whatever. Mark it up $5,000-$10,000, split it with somebody in our group,
mm-hmm.
maybe us even. And, you know, that's how you learn. That's the benefit of this. You know, you don't have to sit in your basement and do this yourself.
Totally.
And you shouldn't, actually. But like I said it yesterday, find a group. Find a support group. Doesn't have to be us, but it has to be somebody, or else it's going to take you 5 years to learn instead of 5 months. I know this because that's how it happened with me.
Exactly. I love that. It's kind of funny. People are like, I'm just going to do this. I'm like, all right, well, I'll see you in a few years.
We always, you know, on social media, I answer a lot of questions on Facebook and Bigger Pockets and stuff. And there's always one person who says, you don't need all that data. I just bought a list from guy in Taiwan for 13 cents. And I sent out letters and I got.
Wrote them all.
And I bought. I bought 5 property. You guys are, okay. Well, yeah. Great.
Then this is
when'd you start? 10 years ago? Good for you.
Exactly. Well, and how, you know, my thing is too, is this a business or a hobby?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you really want to make some money? If you just want to do a little projects like that, I get that. Maybe it is a hobby.
Or maybe,
I'm here to make some money.
Yeah. That's what this show's about. We're about to get into it. Automate this stuff. And, you know, so do one, you know, now the perfect segue. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on Land Academy's online community. Today's topic, the meat of the show, automate everything except personal seller contact. You know what would be cool, Jill, is if you could walk us through the anatomy of a deal from start to finish. I call it cash in, cash out. So what's the very first thing? Let's use this Michelle's 36-acre property. How do you even locate a 36-acre property? And then let's say you buy it. Can you walk us through from start to finish? Or do you want me to?
You. You know, it's so... Okay.
Take a nap.
I'll jump in here. No, these shows are unscripted, folks.
Yeah.
So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, we couldn't tell.
Thank you. So I love when it'd be like, Jack, let's talk about designing a dress. And I want you to tell me what patterns look like and what a pattern is. Because I kind of feel like it was a little bit thrown under the bus there, but you say, and okay. I'm like, because I don't really, and I don't mean to give you a hard, I'm just saying, I don't know how detailed you want me to get.
My shins are bruised from getting kicked under the table.
No, but so if you start me off and tell me kind of how much detail you want, I mean, I can talk about the anatomy of a deal.
So as I'm going to do the anatomy of the deal
okay.
from start to finish, and we're going to talk about what can be automated realistically and what shouldn't be or couldn't be or the whole thing. All right?
Okay.
You get a bunch of data from a database, not from a list, from a access a database, and you download the data, scrub it all out for the stuff that you don't want in there. Take all the skyscrapers out, take out, in our case for land, we take out anything that's got an improvement on it. Scrub that thing down and send the data to a printer. And choose one where you don't have to do a mail merge, where you don't have to do the work yourself. You don't want to learn how to do it. Don't get hung up on that. So now, so far, we've got one task, downloading and scrubbing data. You did that yourself. And you know what? You should do that yourself. You shouldn't outsource that. So the title might be a little bit misleading. Whatever. Now you send it to a printer. That's an outsource. That's automated. They do the mail merge for you, and they get it in the mail. They get all these offers in the mail for you. The property owners receive the offers in the mail. They open it. And some of them call you back, or they sign it and send it back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So far, you've done very little work.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have sellers contacting you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not out there contacting sellers, and you want to be in that position always.
Mm-hmm.
So the seller X calls you or sends back the offer, the 36-acre offer $3,000, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And the seller says, I want to sell you my property. What do you do?
Buy it.
You buy it. and you make that seller feel like $1 million
and you
all
make it
the
easy.
Way through. This is key to your real estate career.
This is it.
If you flip apartment buildings, it's imperative. Same thing. Make the seller feel great.
This is the turning point. This is it. This is what made you and I, or at least for me, so successful in this business is this key piece right here. I have had people call me back and give me a chance to change, you know, like, hey, I actually got another offer or just whatever it is. I like you. I just, you know what? I do want to sell. I like you. There's something right there, the magic that happens, Jack, that you can't automate, but you could do everything else.
Exactly. Plus, they might have other property. Mm-hmm. You know, Jill's an expert at that. Or they might know other people that have a property.
Mm-hmm.
So that you make your money when you buy it, not when you sell it.
Right.
You know, I don't say that often enough. Somebody actually was really impressed by that saying. I just think everybody's already heard it. You make your money when you buy these properties, not when you sell them. Mm-hmm. If you buy them so cheap, you're going to sell the next day.
Yeah, you know. You already know what's going to happen.
That's right.
And that's why it's funny. People look at us like, how come you don't get excited when people check out and the money comes in? Because I saw that was going to happen.
I
knew that
when
was going to happen.
It.
Yeah,
that's
no,
right.
I knew when I bought it how it's going to go and how fast it's going to go and all that.
So great. The seller, you're making now the seller feels like $1 million and they want to be your friend. You have two ways to close the property, to close on the deal. You can close through escrow. We usually close through escrow on any property that we purchase for more than $5,000. Or you can do what we call a notary close, where you send a cashier's check and the documents to a local notary wherever the seller is. They go out and meet the person at a coffee shop or in their living room, sign the deal, hand the check over, and then you record the deed. That's all automated.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do any of that.
That's right.
The documents that got created, you don't do any of that. You outsource that. You don't want to push paper. That's
right.
Not the business you're in.
Exactly.
You want to be a data expert, and you want to be a solid deal maker.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So you own the property and the deed's recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to sell it. You're going to automate that process also.
Mm-hmm.
Every property's the same, right?
Yep.
They're located in different locations, but the stuff that you do to get that property ready to sell on the internet is always the same, and outsource it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to learn how to do the maps and all that stuff. I mean, If you're a kook, like a control freak kook, and a lot of our members are, you can take a crack at it.
Yeah.
You know, you can do it the first couple of times, but that's about it. You want to outsource it.
Yeah. There's a better use of your time.
Yeah. And then, you need to have a website already developed long before you send these offers out where they can click on it and buy it, just mm-hmm. like it's a pair of shoes.
Exactly.
Now you've done no work.
Mm-hmm.
Because while they're clicking on it and buying it and putting money in your bank account automatically, you're already on to the next mm-hmm. mailer.
Yep.
You only do really two things. You scrub data and talk to a seller.
Do you know what's funny about that? I just thought of something really interesting. Because I keep seeing this pop up. It popped up on our weekly member call last week where our members are running out of inventory.
Yeah.
It's like they really are selling out.
There's no issues with sales.
It's like they bought a bunch of stuff and they put it out in the system and they kind of waited to see what happened. They're like, oh, shoot, you don't realize it is a big system. Just like you just said, Jack, automate it, move on. And then you won't have to worry about running out of inventory, but it's a good problem to have. It's like I sold everything. What do I do now? Now I have all this money.
Now, somebody asked me recently, like, okay, tough guy, big shot. Where's all the property that you guys own if you sell? And I said,
funny.
We don't.
I love that.
We don't even post it anymore.
It doesn't
we
get
just
there.
Call, we just email us a list out.
Yeah.
And it just gets purchased. So to remedy that, I'm actually going and putting all the completed sales we have on our Landsday website
mm-hmm.
to bring some credibility. Because their point is well taken. It's like, come on.
Right.
So I hope that's clear.
Mm-hmm.
Two things.
Yep.
Over and over and over again. Two things. Scrub data. And develop relationships with sellers.
Yep.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition. I think that was super clear.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
Usually I feel like poop after a show. I feel pretty good about that.
Well, you know what? You don't look like poop. You look good. I like this look today.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
You should raise your standards.
She's silly. I love how it's rainy. We have a little bit of a rainy today and you're wearing shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you can.
Yeah. What I said to Jill recently, because we're here in Los Angeles. We live in a community where people walking down the street, I don't know if they're so independently wealthy or homeless because everyone looks kind of the same.
It's great. That was so funny. Yeah, so Jack said that's what I aspire to be. I want people to question, he's either retired or homeless. I'm not sure which one it is.
I think I'm pulling it off.
You are.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.